Hey, did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Hello, catch-uppers. Happy Friday. Welcome to the catch-up, Jim.
Nath, I want to do a quick shout-out to a special someone in our lives, and that's producer Make It Rainer. He has been filling in for producer Grace while she's in New York.
Yeah.
We've only got him for one more show, Monday's show. He's producing for us, and then producer Grace is back.
And then never again. Rainer, never again.
Gossip Rainer, absolute doozy today. Probably one of his best. Yeah. I just love his.
Actually, you know what? Have we got Rainer there? Let's turn his microphone on. Gossip Rainer.
Unexpected shout out, boys.
Yeah, hey, mate.
Just want to say thanks for everything you do.
Well, you're in the room and we're talking about you, so we might turn your microphone on.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Is there anything you want to say?
You want to say anything?
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I mean, even though you teased me about my shirt twice.
That's a good catch up if you haven't heard that one. Look, just scroll for the photo with Rainer's shirt. He's a swim up pool bartender. Rainer, there's one more show you're producing for us. What can people expect on Monday's show from you? What are you going to bring?
Maybe I'll bring a fun shirt. I've still got a few.
Oh my God, what do you want? I'll have two mojitos.
Yeah, maybe bring in your cocktail making devices.
Yeah, maybe I will. I've got a kit.
We're going to have some virgin, what are they? Mocktails. Without
mocktails.
Alcohol.
Yeah. I'm not having anything virgin. Oh, I don't want the heavy stuff.
Well, then
why
is Rainer producing for us?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Turn your engines off, Hobart. Throw your feet on the dash. Suck in a breath of Friday air and get ready to once again enjoy Budgie Friday. Jimmy's been broadcast live from our custom-made Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers, my friend.
Yes, it's good. It's good to be in the Budgies. It's good to be Friday. Budgie Fridays. Love my R&B music. Love my Budgie Smugglers. I just feel sorry for Budgie Fridays, Nath.
Oh, why do you feel sorry for Budgie Fridays?
2 weeks in a row, it's come second.
It really has, hasn't it?
Yeah, and look, it's not Budgie Friday's fault.
They've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, for those that don't know, usually Budgie Fridays is, and R&B Fridays is a highlight of my week. And last week, if you missed it, we did the Disney show.
Yeah.
So that was my highlight of the week.
Yeah.
We were playing nothing but Disney songs on the show.
How can that be beaten? You know what I mean?
There were people on the Arias red carpet when we went for the Grand Marias this week who came up to me and were saying, hey, heard about you guys and the Disney stuff.
I saw Halsey came up to you and said that exact thing.
Yeah, we didn't put that on camera because it's not about us. It's about Grandma.
And we also said, Halsey, get out of my face. You know what I mean? It's not about
that's
us.
That's what I said to Dua Lipa.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone's asking.
And Khalid.
Yeah. No, we didn't get Khalid.
That's because we said get out of my face.
Yeah. But this week, yeah, as I just touched on there, Grand Marias. So that was the highlight of my week. One of the best things we've ever done. I had so much fun with your grandma on the red carpet. So unfortunately, Budgie Fridays, R&B Fridays is in second place.
But still, silver medal 2 weeks in a row. I mean, after so many gold medals for the entire
year. For a long
year.
Time. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't be selfish, Budgie Fridays. Mm. Share the load around.
Share it with Disney. Share it with Grand Marias. There's other things happening on the show. It's not just about you, Budgies. Nath, Wednesday was the 2019 ARIA Awards, and you and I were lucky enough to be there. And we took your grandma.
Yes.
Took Grandma Linny, and we did the 2019 Grand Maria Awards. A little bit different.
The first ever Grand Marias. Huge.
It may have been the 33rd Arias, but it was the first Grand Marias. Now, we have played a few of our interviews. We're going to replay a couple more for you right now. We're going to play even more Monday on the show.
She got so many. She got so many.
If you have missed any of it, hit.com.au or download the Hit app or subscribe to the Jimmy Nath Catch Up, wherever you get your podcasts from. Also, head to the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9 Hobart. We have posted the Grand Marias video, and Nath, round of applause for our boy, Shawnee B.
Mate, that video, actually, Shawnee B, he's back in HQ, obviously, Western Sydney. Shawnee B, that video, one of the greatest videos you have ever made, I believe.
Look, mate, I couldn't have done it without Nanny Lynn.
Could I? I mean, she's the star, but you're the star. Steven Spielberg, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you very much.
To be honest, boys, I'm worried that she'll leave us all behind.
Jimmy, what did you say to me yesterday? One day when we're on the red carpet, we're going to walk past her and she's just going to be there with a big setup saying Grand Marias and we're not going to be involved.
Well, we didn't even tell Shawnee this. There was a few other companies, businesses there, Shawnee. You know, we managed to get some really big interviews. We got Halsey.
Yeah.
We were one of two people that got that interview. Other businesses came up and went, does your nan actually, your granny work for Hit 100.9? And we went, oh, no, she's just Nath's nan.
And you just see them tick over going,
maybe we could offer a job.
Contract on the cards. Hello, project sitting next to Carrie Big Boy.
So look, check it out, Shauna. You did an amazing job, mate. Thank you so much. It is on the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9 Hobart. We'd love for you to go there, Hobart, and check out the video. A lot of time and effort went into it yesterday by Shauna editing it, because it was so much footage, so many interviews. And speaking of interviews, Nath, one of my favourites was Morgan Evans. Because your nan loves getting day drunk, his song. And also Morgan took one of her lemon tarts, which she stayed up all night baking. Yes. So this is Grandma Linny and Morgan Evans.
This is my Grandma Lynn. This is her first red carpet.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
We're calling Morgan. We're calling it the Grandma.
I love your song called Day Drunk.
Oh, and you're holding a half-consumed bottle of rosé.
Yes.
Well done to you.
And how are you going?
That's
good?
Amazing. Yeah, really well.
I
really
hope
well.
You do well tonight.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good. Are you having fun?
I am, yes.
See, it's pretty exciting down here,
isn't it? It is.
You know, Linny stayed up all night. She's a bit nervous, so she did some nervous baking.
Hey, mate. I mean, do you mind if I try one of these?
No, you
Lynn?
Try one without the mints.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks very much. Is this your special?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh.
All right.
Spectacular.
Good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you so
Morgan
much.
Morgan Evans likes your tarts. That means you've got to listen to his music down there.
This is my favourite stop on the whole red carpet.
There you go.
I hope you're here next time.
Oh, yeah. I hope so too.
Well, mate, if she finishes the whole bottle, we may not be invited next time.
We may get kicked out.
Maybe. If that's the way you have to go, at least do it in style.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go. Favourite spot on the red carpet.
And so good. And a lot of people said that. That was a common thing. Because we had what everyone loves. We had a grandma. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves their grandma.
Yep.
We had baked treats, sweet treats. Everyone loves a sweet treat. We also had a mince.
Yep.
You know, freshen your breath.
Of course.
We had some napkins if you need to tidy up. Maybe you're a bit sweaty from the red carpet and the lights.
And patted down a few of the celebrities. Yep.
Patted down a few celebrities. And we also had rosé. We had alcohol.
Yep.
We had booze.
To help people get through the RS. You know what I mean? Every time one of our celebrities left an interview with my nan, they just had a beautiful buzz on going to the awards. It was great. Morgan Evans is on stage going, get a little. I am, aren't I?
Yes, Nathan, I'd just like to remind everyone the video for the Grandmas is up. It's on the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9. Check it out. You're going to see just some of Grandma Linny's interviews from the 2019 ARIA Red Carpet. And speaking of the Grandmas, Carly Rae Jepsen was one of the celebrities we were lucky enough to get. We were told, we were tapped on the shoulder and went,
you can't get her.
You can't get Carly.
Can't get her.
Sorry. She's very busy.
Yeah.
She's got places to go.
What's she doing, mate? She got two songs. Not that busy.
She's got three.
Yeah, sorry, three songs.
No, well, you're a massive Carly, right? We really wanted to get her, and we did what we did with every celebrity. We just yelled, Carly Rae! Carly, look, it's nice nanny. Look, it's a grandma.
And you know what? It worked.
Then the celebrity sees the sweet on it. My only problem with this interview that we're about to replay, Nath, is could put us out of a job. Old Grandma Linny.
Yeah.
Our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, he was a little bit upset that we didn't ask this question ourselves.
It wasn't our job.
I would like to remind everyone that Nathan and I did prepare some questions with the help of producer Make It Rainer and Shawnee B. She didn't use a lot of them. She went freestyle. She went her own.
She did her own. She goes, I don't need that. Threw the sheet out the window.
She's like, there's some things I'd like to ask. I'd like to get to know a few things. So this question, she had Carly Rae Jepsen, international superstar, and she asked her about Hobart.
This is my nanny, Lynn. So this is her first ever red carpet.
You look beautiful.
Thank you, and you do too.
Oh, thank you.
She's been drinking rosé. It's been a big day.
I mean, you're doing it in style. I'm very impressed.
Nanny, what do you want to ask Carly Rae?
Oh, just, do you like being here in Australia?
I love it very much.
How long are you here for?
I've only been here so far for 2 days, but I've got three more.
Oh, lovely.
And I think there's some places that you just know right away. I was here ages ago, like 5 years, and I've been dying to come back, so this feels really lovely.
You need to go down to Hobart in Tasmania.
Oh, I will take that down. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Like a mince, a tart, or some...
I want one of those tarts.
Take one. Yeah, take one. There you go, Nanny. You want to tell what's in the tart, Nanny?
It's a lemon tart.
That looks unbelievable. Thank you so much. What a gift.
Amazing.
Yeah, and she took a tart. Grandma Linny sat up all night. A lot of celebrities did. Some celebrities didn't. They passed on the lemon tart.
Mm.
But Carly, and it was, her team was behind her just going, No, don't like, don't. They were like, try. So when you're on the red carpet, every celebrity's got minders and security and everything. A lot of them are trying to get your attention as you're chatting to the artist to say this, don't say that, plug the album, plug this, whatever. They were trying to get your grandma's attention to be like, don't give it the tart.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Nanny just flipped him the bird and gave him the tart. Yes, happy Budgie Fries. Happy end of the week. Please welcome producer Make It Raina.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for
Gossip Guys.
Gossip Guys.
Good morning, boys. Gossip
Good
for
morning.
You today.
Yeah, Raina.
When's Grace back?
You really need to work on those intros, bro.
You don't need to say good morning or it's time for gossip. You can just come in and be like, Pussycat Dolls, big news.
Oh, well, here is the big news. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls has confirmed that the Pussycat Dolls are reuniting. Hey,
this.
I'm glad we've got the whole team in for this one. I'm going to throw this out to the group.
Yep.
Can anyone here name a Pussycat Doll other than Nicole Scherzinger?
Yep.
The other one.
Melody, Carmen, oh. Kimberly, Ashley.
You're making them up.
Not, go and Google it right now.
All right, I'm going
to
Google it.
The only reason I know it is because Snoop Dogg's rap. I used to have a friend. She was Pussycat Doll and I was Snoop Dogg. And we used to do it together. And go, Melody, Jessica, Carmen, Kimberly. I'm telling you.
All right, no, he's right. You've got Ashley, Melody, Kimberly, Carmit,
yep.
Jessica, Carmen, Kayla, Robin,
Asia, a lot of them.
Sia, Casey.
No, the few of them have left there quite
Yeah,
early.
There's a few ex-members. There's like years that they were in
Asia
for,
one search so. For the next...
I'm loving Gossip Sean.
We really need to know a bit more about this Pussycat Dolls reunion.
Yeah.
So we've brought in Gossip Sean to the studio today.
Good morning, guys.
No. Raina. What's going on?
Yeah, we've got producer Make It Raina. Producer Make It Raina, you've done heaps of research, mate. What do we need to know about the Pussycat Dolls reunion? Go ahead.
Because I've got to be honest, I'm really excited about this. I've always liked the Pussycat Dolls songs. They've had some absolute bangers.
All right, well, here's the details. Nicole Scherzinger posted an image on Instagram of a black love heart with the girl group's group name inside, and the caption simply read, hashtag PCD reunion. Oh, don't know what PCD stands for.
Pussycat Dolls.
I know, it was a gag. they formed in 1995, but they disbanded back in 2010. But now they're set to go on their unfinished
Sorry,
business
tour. Sorry, did you say they formed in 1995?
Mm. Yeah, apparently.
Really? So they actually started off as a burlesque group, the Pussycat Dolls. I don't know if they were all originally in it, but they used to do like burlesque shows.
They did do burlesque shows. I'm not sure if they were all originally in it either.
No.
All right, guys, don't fight, okay? We get it. You've both done your Pussycat Dolls research.
We get it. You're both big Pussycat Doll fans or PCD fans.
I hate it when mum and dad fight, Jim. The Hobart City Council are fighting again. I'm over it. I'm over them constantly having beef with each other, yelling at each other, getting cranky because there's an article in the Merc this morning, Reddit this morning, it said, Hobart City Council aldermen are threatening to storm out of next week's meeting. So apparently...
What a carry on.
There is so, thank you. There is so much carry on. And I feel like they're always storming out. They're always getting cranky at each other. Yeah. Your politicians, don't storm out of a meeting. Be political. You know, have a debate.
Figure it out, guys. That's what we're paying you for.
They're cranky about the new protest laws, which I'm not going to get into. That's not what this is about. This is about telling a public service announcement, aldermen out there, politicians out there, stop storming out of things. What? Stop storming out.
I mean, why don't we just stop it, you know, the verbal fight? Why don't we put them in a ring together?
Bang,
there
you go.
Put some gloves on.
There you go. That'll sort it out.
Really work it out.
You know what I mean? Do it properly.
Yeah, work out your differences, you know, with a physical altercation. And if you're not into fighting, we could do, you know, like wrestling.
Legal wrestling. We get like a sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling. Jelly wrestling.
Jelly wrestling.
Yep.
Yeah. Imagine seeing big Dean Winter in there. I mean, bit of jelly.
Deanie Winter and some jelly.
Kimbro Council. You know what I mean?
Willie Hodgman versus Deanie Winter.
He's got his Willie Hodgman out, doesn't he?
Hey, Nath, very exciting. You and I this week, we were covering the 2019 ARIA Awards with your grandma, Linny, for something we were calling the Grand Marias. It was a lot of fun. If you haven't seen it, the video is up on the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9. You can see a bunch of the photos of behind the scenes on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. But we're about to replay one of the interviews we had, and that was with Halsey.
Yeah, probably the biggest interview.
Yeah, there was only one other radio station that got Halsey.
One other media outlet. She didn't even do TV or anything.
Yeah, sorry. No, yeah, there was two people on the red carpet that got your grandma Linny. One of them may have paid for that interview.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was like Nanny Lynn impression. Nanny Lynn didn't pay for the interview.
No. Nanny Lynn did not pay for the interview, but the other person may have.
The other person may have paid for the interview. We definitely didn't. You and I didn't get Halsey. We had nothing to do with it. As soon as Halsey saw your grandma Linny, sweet old Linny, she made a beeline straight for her. This is Grandma Linny and Halsey.
It's my grandma.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
See, this is my nan's first ever red carpet.
Really?
Yes. You're doing really well. I was super nervous at my first one.
Oh, I'm super nervous.
Yeah. No, you look amazing. You have it all together.
What music is your nana like?
Only Elvis. Oh. Just Elvis. That's
me
it.
Me too.
My
me
grandma, too. I sent her to Graceland a couple months ago for her birthday, and she got to see Elvis's house. And she kept sending me pictures of his toothbrushes. I was like, that's a little creepy, Nana. You know what I mean? It's a little creepy, but
That's beautiful.
She also set up all my banking, these lemon tarts. Now, I don't know if you'll take one, but we've also got mint.
You can have a mint.
Oh, I'm going to take a mint.
Yeah.
Take a mint. There you go.
Halsey's taking a mint. Halsey, do you mind if you get a photo with my nanny too? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Bang. There you go.
I didn't tell you, Nath, but just afterwards, one of the, because we were right next to the media wall, so there's all the photographers there taking photos of celebrities. One of the photographers, I don't know for what company, goes, hey, you're the guys with the grandma. I went, yeah, yeah, and then you were with your grandma. And I went, yeah, you guys just got Halsey. And I went, yeah. And he goes, she took a mint. And I went, yeah. And he goes, where are they? And I like picked up his little, your grandma put him in a little container, and I like showed him, and he took a photo of it in my hand.
Oh.
And he went, wow. The mints that Halsey took.
She well, there you go. We did pay for the interview. Thanks to our good friends at Tic Tac.
$3 for Tic Tacs. Nath, Wednesday was the 2019 ARIA Awards. You and I were lucky enough to be invited. We took your Grandma Linny and we had the 2019 Grand Marias. It was a bit of fun, wasn't it, mate?
Oh, mate, one of the greatest things we've ever done. My nanny still is absolutely buzzing. She rang me yesterday and she goes, oh, Nathan, you said that if I did this, there was a potential for
cash
me to...
payment.
There was a potential for me to become famous. And she goes, and now I think I might be famous.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking for her like Instagram or something. She doesn't have one.
No.
We're thinking maybe if we are invited back next year for the 2020 Grand Marias, we'll have to make her an Instagram account so she can see the messages and reply to people.
I wonder if she'll work for free again next year, though. That's what I'm worried about. You know what I mean?
Well, we lied and we said we do this for free as well. Said it's a love job.
Yeah.
So. I mean,
no,
she found out we made $1 million to her. No, I'm kidding.
And the rest.
look, if you have missed any of it, get the Hit app, hit.com.au, download the Hit app, take us wherever you go. Or you can also subscribe to the Jimmy Nath Catch Up wherever you get your podcasts from. And go to Hit 100.9 Hobart on Facebook. And you can see the video, guys. The video's up. It's finally up.
Unreal. It's a little mashup of all the best bits of the interviews that Nanny had on the red carpet. And I tell you what, she nailed it. It's probably one of the greatest videos of the year. You've got to go and see it, the Facebook page.
Like every video?
Out of any video.
Like even better than some movies.
Better than TikTok. Better than all the TikToks.
You didn't even get TikTok.
No, I don't understand, but it's better.
So, yeah, go to the Facebook page, check it out. Also, you know, get the catch up. You can hear everything. But we're going to just play a little bit now of Guy Sebastian serenading Grandma Linny.
Now my go-to is a little bit of Luther Vandross. My love, there's only you in my life. Bit of Endless Love.
Serenaded by Guy Sebastian.
My Endless Love. I know. Love you.
Now, I tell you, Poppy was not happy with that.
Oh, what did Poppy say?
Poppy was not happy with Guy Sebastian singing to Nanny.
Did
he
know
wife.
Who Guy Sebastian was, or did you just saw like a guy? Because for those that don't know, Guy Sebastian had like this vest thing on, so his arms were out.
Yeah.
So Poppy probably saw that and went, who's this
he
muscly?
Said, who's this?
Yeah.
And he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even know who Nanny is sometimes. So, I mean, but he wasn't happy with that, I can tell you now. So Guy Sebastian, watch your back. Poppy's coming for you.
To bop ya. No, I'm going to tell everyone. Nate farted, and the studio stinks. That is awesome.
Did you?
I can't even. No, I didn't swear. I nearly swore. Oh, that stink, mate. That I've. For those that don't know, I mean, you can't see it, but I'm covering my face with my
even
sweater.
I can smell it.
Oh, Sean, that is... You know how bad Nate's farts are.
What did you have for breakfast, mate?
Anyway, we're going to run out of time. Quick,
too much potassium.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to talk about it, but I can barely breathe.
He can't even do his break now, mate.
I want to ask on 13, 12, 16. That is so bad. It's still there. I can taste it.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay, let's...
Come on. I want to move on, but...
Well,
so distracting. No, I can't. It's in my eyes. Make my eyes water. 13, 12, 16. When did the ad get you? When did you see an ad or some sort? It's still there. You know, it is... What is that? What did you eat last night for dinner? What did you have?
Steak.
Oh, man.
When did the ad get you? 13, 12, 16. When did the ad get you?
The worst part is this is not even your story, so it's not like you can take over.
Right.
Because everyone loves their own smell. You know what I mean?
Come on. This is...
It's so bad. It's going to be the worst fart I've ever smelt.
Come on.
Okay. Don't fart then. This is so awful. Oh, look, the reason I want to ask, when did the ad get you? When did you see an ad and then you bought something? You went out and got it is because Cisco, who's responsible for the Thong song, and we're about to play it because it's R&B Friday, so I thought it was an appropriate song to play. Apparently that song increased thong sales by 80%.
Oh, wow.
So the sale of thongs, specifically Victoria's Secret, went up 80% when that song came out. It's been 20 years since the thong song came out, so there's like all this stuff's coming out about it, a bit of behind the scenes.
Thongs as in G-strings, not thongs as in flip-flops.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because the song came out 20 years ago, so I was 10 years old. So when this song came out, I heard it on the radio and I assumed, you don't really listen to all the lyrics.
No.
I thought as an Australian, it was about thongs. I was like, what a cool song about footwear. But in the US, where Cisco is from, thong means G-string, G-banger.
Yes.
A lot of confusion if you're ever asking someone for a thong. Or
Aussies overseas. And very confusing.
You can run into a lot of stuff. But apparently, 80% sales went up by. So people saw the film clip and heard the song, heard the thong, 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 saw the thong, 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 and went, I want to buy a thong, thong, thong because of the song, song, song.
Mm.
So I want to ask, 13, 12, 16, when did you see an ad? Maybe it was a TV ad. Maybe it was an ad you've heard here on Hit 100.9. You went, I've got to get that. I've just got to get whatever I've seen. I have to get it. Maybe today it's the Black Friday sales. Maybe you've woken up and you saw something this morning. Yes, the thong song, Nath, apparently increased Victoria's Secret thong sales by 80%. People heard that song 20 years ago. They saw the film clip. They went, got to go out and get myself a pair of thongs.
What is the film? I haven't seen the film clip. What happens in the film clip?
It's a lot of beautiful ladies in thongs on the beach.
Do some research.
Yes. you've got 5 minutes.
Not at work.
At home, you can Google the thong song.
I'll stop the Google on the work Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no, don't do it now. Don't do it now. Nath, we have asked 13, 12, 16. When did the ad get you? When did you see an ad and you went, geez, I've got to buy that. I've got to have it.
Yeah.
And there's one man we have to chat to about this from the Hit team, and that's our morning's announcer back at HQ. It's Shawnee B.
Shawnee B, hello, mate.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Shawnee, buddy.
Good. This has probably happened to you a lot of times, hasn't it, mate?
Yeah. I'm a real sucker.
Is there anything that stands out for you, mate, when you think about all the times? Because so many times you come up on my desk at work and you're like, Jimmy, have you seen this Black Friday sale? Have you seen this sale? Have you seen that sale? Like, what's the biggest thing that you've been got?
Apple products. I'm a sucker for Apple products all the time. As soon as they slapped Drake on the Apple Music ad, I was like, I need Apple Music. I'm not a Spotify man anymore.
Just because Drake was on there, you had to get it.
I remember back when I was 16, Justin Bieber and I are the same age. So when he brought out the Somebody to Love video, he had this... leather jacket, and it was so, like, back then it was $400, which was very expensive for a 16-year-old who didn't earn any money. And I went out and bought that jacket, like the exact one Justin Bieber wore, and I used to wear it all the time.
What about didn't you buy leather pants that were worth $600 too and you never wore them?
Yeah, that was Zane Robe.
And how much were they?
Why did you buy them?
Justin Bieber wore them. <He's>
All right, let's go to the phones from Tinderbox. G'day, Blakey. How are you, mate?
Good, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Blakey. When were you got by the ad?
Mate, the Facebook ad. They get me. Targeted ads got me. Good one. A cat fur remover. Now, being the owner of four prestigious cats, they like to leave their fur everywhere. And they had this fur removal tool that looked the best. It turned up and, like, it's about as good as removing fur as Nathan is clearing air.
So, Blakey, how much did this thing set you back?
It was about $40.
$40? And so is that plus delivery or is that before delivery?
No, inclusive.
Inclusive of delivery.
Is it, like, have you just given up? Have you thrown this thing out? Is it that bad?
It's pretty bad.
Right.
So, were you, Blakey, because I always get those Facebook ads that target me after I've looked for something.
Like, say, like, I need a new pair of jeans or something, and I'll, like, look at jeans online, and then I'll go onto Facebook and there'll be all these jeans ads. Were you looking for, like, a cat hair remover?
No, but I think I posted something about a cat, and next thing you know, there's, like, cat hair removals left, right, and centre.
How many times, Blake, did you see the ad for this particular cat hair remover before you're like, that's it, I need to buy it? Was it just the once that and it got you, or did you see it a few times?
No, I went in hard, just one ad.
Boom. One ad! Something that got a lot of airtime in the lead-up to the Grand Murray's event on the day was Nanny's obsession with Matus Rosé. Now, this is a drink that she has been drinking, she told us, for about 50-plus years. To help her settle her nerves a little bit, we went to BWS beforehand and we bought her a bottle of Matus Rosé in a little flask because we didn't know if we were going to get the bottle in.
So we went and bought the rosé because a lot of celebrities before the Arias had said, you need a drink to calm the nerves.
Yes.
And that's what Nanny Lynn said as well. She's like, can I get a drink to calm the nerves? You knew what she drank, which is the Matus.
Loves the Matus. We used to call it Nana's Plonk. Yeah. Quick story. Nan used to give me, so they used to come with corks. They don't have corks anymore, they're now caps. But Nan used to collect all the corks from Nana's Plonk and draw little faces on it. And one day I went in for show and tell with all my little faces of the things. And apparently, because the teacher had to talk to my mum afterwards because Nan was dropping me to school. And apparently I said, my Nana, these are the corks from her Plonk. My Nana drinks lots and lots of Plonk, especially at work.
What? Yeah. How old were you?
5. And Nan was never allowed to drop me to school again. But anyway, so what happened was we did get the bottle.
It was weird the next day when you came with Poppy's beer cans.
You draw little faces on the caps. So what we did was we did manage to get the bottle of Matus Rosé in there. And what happened was we had heaps of celebrities taking little swigs from it, taking photos. We had DJ Havana Brown, Morgan Evans took a swig from it, Panau took a swig from it, photos and stuff, people talking about Matus. Anyway.
You can see the video on those celebrities having a little sneaky shot of Rosé of Matus hit 100.9 Facebook page.
Something amazing has happened, Jim, because yesterday I got this email from a lady called Kate Harper, a senior account director from a company called Dialogue PR. Reads, hi Nathan, a little birdie tells me that Jimmy and yourself were chatting about Matus Rosé wine at the Arias yesterday afternoon. Not sure what the discussion was or if wires are crossed, but if you guys are fans of the wine, happy to send you and your nanny across a few bottles to enjoy. I'm from Dialogue, Matus, Australian PR agency. Hope to hear from you shortly to clear up this curious matter.
Okay, round of applause, Nath. This is
huge. From Matus Rosé, from the company. Publicity company.
We did the Grand Marius because your grandma had never been in a red carpet.
Yep.
She always wanted to do it. So we took her with us to the Aria Awards. And as she said to the celebrities she's been drinking Matus for 50 years.
50 plus years,
She's basically become a social media influencer.
Yep.
She's put up some socials. I know it's on our accounts or whatever, but she's put them up. They've reached out and want to do a collab.
So here's the thing. Now, we've got two options here. And I've spoken to Nanny about it, and she's nervous because she goes, oh, don't be too pushy.
Don't be too pushy, darling. Don't lose the deal.
She rang me concerned yesterday because she goes, oh, you told me I'd be famous, and now look at me. I'm bloody famous because of you guys. And she goes, all right, Nate, this is her telling me, we've got two options. And I go, all right, now, what are the two options? So she goes, we get the bottles of rosé delivered, and that's it. We call it quits. We go, thank you very much, Matus. Or.
This is what your Nan said.
This is what Nan said. This is what Grandma Linny said. And she goes, the second option is, We go big and I become the national/international Nambassador for Matus Rosé Wine.
The Nambassador.
The Nambassador the Matus Rosé wine, the wine she's been drinking for 50 plus
can we,
years.
Look, I mean, I think we've got to just say yes and take the wine, but...
We've got to take the wine,
can
first
that be,
of all.
Can that be our next challenge? Can we get your grandma on one billboard?
One billboard. Just
start
one billboard.
One billboard, holding the bottle of Matus.
And it'd be called Maturus, because she's mature, and she's been drinking it for 50 plus years.
Or Grandma Matus, Grandma Matus.
Yeah, Grandma Matus. Grandma Matus.
The you know Nambassador, I mean? For Grandma Matus.
The Nambassador. 50 plus years. Cheers for 50 years.
You know? Nath, it is the 29th of November. 29th of Movember.
Yeah.
We are nearly at the end of Movember. Your mustache is looking amazing.
Amazing? Is that the word or thick? Because amazing would mean that it looks like nice. It's nice to look at. It's not nice to look at.
Look, I think you've done a great job growing your mo. And I've got to be honest, change gears quickly here if we can. I was going this morning to congratulate, and I still am, round of applause for the Mobart Mobros who have raised $140,000 so far for Movember.
Sensational.
And it got me thinking about my own fundraising efforts.
Yep.
And I haven't raised that much money, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what else can I do for Movember? Because it is something that I am extremely passionate about. So I thought I could be honest and I could share a story with Hobart and with people listening this morning who have probably no idea that I have struggled with my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know I was going to do this on the show. You had no idea. You actually told me before and you're like, Jim, if you could do something really short here, about a minute, it'd be great. But I have to be honest, it is nearly the end of Movember. When we come back on Monday, it will be December. Movember will be over.
Yeah.
And I haven't raised that much money, and that's fine. There are so many people that are, you know, dipping into their pockets and raising money for Movember, and I am passionate about mental health, and that's why I thought this morning if I tell the people of Hobart, if I am honest, that I have struggled with my mental health this year, I'm seeing someone about that. I'm doing things, and it's difficult, man, because, and you know this, you're my best mate.
Yeah, totally.
We've spoken about this, but it's hard. And the reason I'm, I guess, having this conversation this morning is I'm hopeful that maybe someone else out there who has been struggling goes, oh, it's okay, because
okay to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. And to get help. Like I have, like I've got help, and I'm in a lot better place now than what I was probably 6 months ago. And probably people listening to the show, because we have so much fun, mm-hmm. think, oh, Jimmy would never struggle. Like yep. It'd never be a problem. But, you know, it's such a strange thing for me for this year to be honest with myself and say that I have been struggling, because we've done so much with Movember. We've done so much with Are You Okay? We've done so much here in Hobart with Stay Chatty. Mitchy McPherson's a friend of the show. And for a long time, I was like, it's not me. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't look at my own. Like, we did so much stuff about it. I didn't look at my own signs. So I guess anyone out there that's struggling, it's okay. I mean,
did you think maybe you were focusing on other people and not giving yourself enough time to look in your own backyard?
No, 100% just didn't think it was me.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, there are people out there that struggle with your mental health, and I just thought, wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
You know, the signs I ignored and went, oh, maybe I just need to sleep more, maybe I need to do this or whatever. But I just honestly thought that it wouldn't happen to me. That's what I thought, which is strange because, like I said, we do so much. We chat to all these people about mental health, and I couldn't even take that. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm strong. I can just keep going. I'll push through it or whatever. You know, I've got a good job. I've got good friends. I've got a good life.
This is a common thought by most people, by a lot of people.
So that's why I wanted to, I guess, take the opportunity this morning for people that listen to the show that, you know, if you're out there and you are struggling with your mental health, that's fine.
Yep.
That is okay.
And it's not something to be ashamed of.
It's not something to be ashamed of. I struggle with my health. I've gone out. And, you know, you'll be surprised when you open up that you've been there for me, my partner, my family, my friends, everyone's been there. It's nothing to be ashamed of. When you do open up, other people are ready there with open arms to help. And also, you know, if you are struggling and maybe you don't know what's wrong. And I think that was me for a long time. I was like, oh, I'm kind of angry. My head's clear, like foggy. You sort of don't know. You know, maybe you do need to, you know, take the time and sort of think about, hey, what's going on in my own head, and look after yourself.
And for somebody who's going through it, it's not something that just clicks, is it? It's not something where you just go, okay, I'm going to pay attention to myself. Bang, great. I know I'm getting help now. It's all good. That's not how it works, is it? It takes time.
No, like I said, I'm in a good place now, and it sort of ebbs and flows. And if I look back over my life, like I'm 30 now. Like if I look back I look back at things where I probably was struggling a bit, but I didn't tell anyone. I didn't get any help. And I just sort of tried to do it in my own sort of way.
Yep.
And then you get fine. Like, it's like a wave. It's ebbs and flows. But, you know, now knowing what I know and now being able, thanks to great organizations like Movember, you know, they're there in your face. And that's the thing, when it did click for me, when it finally went, hang on, mental health may be the issue. I need to maybe look after myself. I knew where to go straight away because of all these great organizations. That's the thing. There's all these numbers. There's all these people. There's all these events. And then the funny thing is, when it finally clicked in my head and I went, hang on, I need to look after my mental health, I went to you, I went to everyone because I knew that everyone was going to be okay with this because there are so many good organizations, good people that go, hey, you know, it's fine. It's all good. So I guess that's, you know, I think about a lot what I'm going to say on the show this morning. And when I came in this morning, I definitely wasn't going to have this conversation. Yep. I was just going to say, hey, Mobos, well done. You've raised $140,000.
Yeah.
But then I thought maybe, I don't know, maybe me just saying this morning might help someone else come to their own realization. It might help someone who is dealing with their mental space and go, oh, geez, Jimmy,
you know what,
Jimmy's
mate,
there as well.
As you said, I didn't know you were doing it. I'm so proud of you for doing it. I knew we have had conversations potentially one day you may wanting to bring it to the show whenever and in whatever capacity that is. And today I take my hat off to you. Well done, mate. Congratulations.
Oh, look.
On allowing yourself to be comfortable to talk about your own mental health. Look, not an easy thing to do.
And look, as I said, there's so many people that donated. I probably haven't raised enough money, but I thought,
it's not,
you know,
about money, mate. It's not about money. Look, it's about awareness.
That's the other thing. It's about awareness. And I think that's, you know, as much as we can normalize a conversation. And I think, you know, for me, you know, when you look to other people, like, again, I have struggled a lot. And now, like, things are good because I have a good support network. I've gone and seen people. I am looking after my own headspace. But it's just, you know, knowing other people are out there, knowing other people are going through. And especially that thing of, like, you know, when I have told a few family and friends about it, they go, what? Like, no idea. Because they see us do the Grand Marias, they see us do the Disney show, and they go, oh, you know, they see us playing golf, you're meeting, they go, geez, your life's good, you wouldn't have to do it. You know, mental health doesn't discriminate. It will come after absolutely anyone. Your life could be perfect and it will still get you, and that's okay. Because there are, as I said, Movember, Are You Okay, State Show, there are these organizations, there are people there, your friends and family, there are people there for you. So again, I just want to say, if you are struggling, and again, I want to thank Movember, I want to thank the Mobo Momos, raising that money, raising awareness. There's so many people doing good things in that mental health space. And I know Movember's not just about mental health, it's about men's health in general.
Yep.
But I just wanted to take the time just to talk about, I guess, my own sort of thing and mental health.
Mate, I really appreciate it. Hobart, really appreciate it. Everyone does. Well done. Well done to everybody out there identifying what they need to do to look after their own mental health. And if you or someone you know is struggling, you can contact Lifeline 13 11 14.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.